This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're going to find out a bit about some of the resources available for blind and partially sighted young people and their families. So speaking with us now is Karen Hurst, Early Support Education and Training Manager at RNIB. There's lots you offer there. So we're going to start with the Emotional Support Podcast. And I feel like we've definitely seen a raise when it comes to young people struggling with their mental well-being. So a podcast like that must really make a difference.
I think it definitely does. The original idea for producing them and putting them together came because we were seeing, as a service, we were seeing an increase in referrals coming through to us from parents saying that they were concerned about their child, that there were issues that they were noticing. And certainly, you know, at the risk of repeating something that had probably been said a lot of times, certainly because of the pandemic, we noticed a spike in that, particularly parents worried about their children in terms of isolation and anxieties around that and not, you know, not being able to see their friends and things. So it's a really important topic. It's a growing topic. The number of questions and referrals we get from it hasn't probably decreased significantly, and it does sit there as something that we know does affect a lot of families. So yeah, the podcasts hopefully have been a useful resource for parents to look at.
Now, I know that podcast covers two series, so quite a lot of topics, but if you could just from the top of your head, maybe just mention a couple of them.
I think they were broken down into six different podcasts initially for the first series, and that covered probably, as you'd expect, those earlier topics, things like thinking about coping with a diagnosis. The podcasts, I think, are intended to be listened to by parents. So it's talking about the experiences of children, but giving advice to parents. So it's things like, how do parents go about talking to their child about their eye condition? How do they go about supporting their child going through, you know, the process of receiving a diagnosis, and also support for the wider family? For the second series, we cover a lot of the same issues again, but just in a little bit more of a deeper dive. So looking at things like confidence and resilience, which I think is so important for young people. They have so much to deal with, don't they? And we know that that parents want to find ways to support their child to be able to kind of go out into the world and be a bit more confident. And then there's some, I mean, obviously it's all about emotional support, and it's important that we cover some of the trickier topics like bullying and that kind of thing. But there's also some fun things on there, looking at early years development, play, making friends, all those kind of things. I was involved in a couple of the podcasts, and I remember one particularly where we covered the topic of sleep, which is actually quite an important subject, particularly for parents of children with vision impairment, because there are very, very specific issues, I think, there that children do experience.
Well, you mentioned something interesting there. You mentioned that some of the podcasts obviously talk about fun as well, having fun. And speaking of fun, I know a resource that you have put a lot of work into as well is celebrations. And we're talking specifically about celebrating different cultural festivals and maybe religious festivals. So could you tell us a bit more about this resource?
Yeah, I love this resource. It's been such a pleasure to be involved in putting this together. And it's very much come through from the children's team, again, responding to things that parents or things that we were hearing through our different networks. We have a Facebook group that is specifically for parents and carers, and we see a lot of things on there. And we were, you know, we were aware that as a service and other charities and organisations, there's lots of, you know, lots of things to do around Christmas, around Easter, around all these sort of, if you like, traditional celebrations. But we know that there were a lot of children out there, or a lot of families, that perhaps celebrated slightly less well-known, slightly, if you like, sort of more niche celebrations or cultural or religious events, if you like. I think it just grew out of an event that we had a couple of years ago where we were doing activities around Chinese New Year, and we thought, well, why don't we develop this? So what we have is a page on the website. So it's on the RNIB website. On that page, there are different sections you can click on that take you to information about different religious and cultural festivals. And if they all follow a very similar kind of format. It starts off with a little bit of information, because some of these, as I say, I've learned so much from doing this, just the research into the different different celebrations across the world and different cultures. So it starts off with a little bit of information, a few facts, interesting, statistics, that kind of thing. And then the key part of it is we put together, or the CYPF team have put together, activities linked to each celebration, but that have been done in a way that would be accessible for a child with vision impairment, because obviously that's our team's specialism. That's where we, that's the work that we do, really. So it's just making sure that children and their families and people that are important to them can celebrate all these different wonderful events and can do so in a fully accessible, safe, fun way for them.
Oh, that sounds lovely. And your team does so much, but there's one more thing I think we wanted to highlight today, which is the Max Card scheme. So what is it exactly?
Yeah, so Max Card, and it is just as it sounds, Max, MAX, and Card. It's been around for a while, and the card itself is something designed specifically for families of children with disabilities or children who are looked after, in local authority care. And it enables the holder of the card to get free or discounted access to a range of activities, really. So it's particularly relevant over sort of like the school holidays and things that now we know that families are looking for things to do with their children. And it can get quite expensive if you're wanting to go out to a theme park or an activity park and things like that. So what the Max Card does, it's a scheme that different venues can sign up to. And by having the Max Card, the families can get, as I say, either free or discounted entry. Now, what RNIB did was partner with Max Card, because there is actually a cost involved for some families to get hold of these cards. You pay an initial cost to get the card, and then that, you get that back because of the free or discounted entry. But RNIB are actually providing these cards for free for families of children with vision impairment. All we ask is that families contact us, so they would simply need to email the RNIB children's team mailbox, which is cypf@rnib.org.uk. They just mention Max Card in the subject of the email, and we contact them. We ask a few questions, and then the card is issued in the child's name. And we've had some really lovely feedback about it from families who've said it has really taken the pressure off in terms of that financial commitment, that a lot of families have, particularly if they're taking care of a child with a disability. Things can be a little bit more expensive, so it's just nice to feel that we can ease the burden a little bit for some families, and doing so in a way that means that they can all go out and have really good, fun, memorable experiences together.
And especially at the moment where families are struggling with the cost of living. So that email again for finding out more about the Max Card is cypf@rnib.org.uk. If you have any questions as well for the children, young people and families team at RNIB, you can reach out through the RNIB helpline. That number is 0303 123 9999. And to find out some of these resources, they're all on the website rnib.org.uk. Well, Karen Hurst from RNIB's Children, Young People and Families team, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Paulina. It's been absolutely lovely to speak to you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.